Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FM Talk.
And last night, it was, not expected to be a victory. It was very Democrat areas, but I don't think it was good for Republicans. I don't think it was good. I'm not sure it was good for anybody. But we had an interesting evening, and we learned a lot. And we're going to talk about that, and I'll say a few remarks. And then after that, I'll ask the press to leave. The press has been very, very nice to us the last couple of months. They were great to us in terms of the foreign visits with China, Japan, South Korea, Malaysia.
President Trump speaking today at a breakfast with the Republican senators as they are still trying to manage the Schumer shutdown. Oh, and we have a communist mayor in the state of New York, in the city of New York City. Shocking, not shocking, folks. I told you yesterday, we did the poll yesterday. Would there be an upset? What did I say at the end of the show? Go roll the tape. No, there wouldn't. And I highlighted two things that we need to pay attention to. Two lessons for people who want to see the future of the country to go in a way that is America first. We needed to look at, I mean, obviously the results set aside. I didn't think that Republicans would win any of the elections. We needed to look at turnout and we needed to look at margin of victory. And that's where we need to lean in a little bit as Republicans and pay attention to the election results yesterday. There really wasn't a razor thin victory for Democrats anywhere. They won the election. I mean, everything was called within, what, maybe an hour or so of the polls being closed. It wasn't a nail biter. What you expected to happen, happened. And I was listening to Fox News a little bit earlier. They said that this is the highest turnout they've had for that election, I think since the 1960s, is the statistic that was offered up by Marie Harf, who was the Democrat on the couch during Outnumbered. So, I mean, look at it for what it is. If a Republican would have even come close, Cittarelli got it handed to him after being in a close election the last time he ran. This was not close at all. And whatever polling was going on in New Jersey suggesting that it was close was bad polling. So what do you make of this? Is the whole country going to hell in a handbasket? It in fact isn't. Everybody just calm down. It's going to be fine. At least while Donald Trump is still the president. And I got to do a little math here because I tweeted this out last night, so I have to subtract a little. It's not going to be like super specific, but we still have 3.1667 years left of Donald Trump being the president, 38 months, 167 weeks, 1,171 days, 28,145 minus about 15 hours left of this man being the president of the United States. And in my opinion, yes, this is the YouTube live chat poll for today. Who is favored in the 2026 midterm elections, Democrats or Republicans? Everything weighs, shocker, on Donald Trump. That's how we're going to know what happens in the midterm elections. If you woke up today and you do not live in New York City, you do not live in New Jersey, you do not live in Virginia. I think the Atlanta mayor got reelected. I understand that there are some Democrat moderates that got elected in Ohio. They were listing off these other places. I don't even know what those races were. This is not even a midterm election. This is an off-year election, and all of the resources of the Democrat Party are able to go out there and in these blue states utilize all of this for a momentum gathering point to push back against the big orange bad man. And they did it, and they did it well. I've said this on the show before. I don't think Winsome Sears was a compelling, charismatic enough candidate to win. I remember when Youngkin picked her to be the lieutenant governor. She was a very interesting and compelling addition to that ticket. But, you know, I was looking into her, and is she Jamaican or Haitian or something like that? I think she's from one of those Central America. She can't be the president. People were talking about like, oh, I think that Winsome Sears is a great VP choice, and she's ineligible because she can't be the president. Now, that doesn't make her not good governor, not a very good governor candidate. But I mean, how much do you know other than the fact that she's a Republican in Virginia running for governor? I bet you don't know much about her. These are not Republican candidates that cut through. And in blue states, Virginia's a blue state. In blue states, New Jersey's a blue state. New York City is Navy. That you have to have a compelling, charismatic individual who makes people go, well, who the heck is that, in order to cut through the noise. And certainly Zoran Mamdani was one of those people. That's why people decided this time to vote for a socialist instead of a Democrat. So what does it mean for the future? Are you freaking out today? If you're not living in one of those places, you don't need to freak out. If you're in St. Louis, man, get your butt outside because it is a beautiful day. An absolutely gorgeous, picture-perfect day. Go outside, get some vitamin D, and think about what you can do next. It's not an outcome that we're going to come on the show today and celebrate. But did you really? What is that movie? Oh, not 10 Things I Hate About You. What's my favorite movie? The one with Freddie Prinze Jr. She's All That. You ever see that?
No.
Never?
I'm very familiar with the film.
Matthew Lillard. You know who Matthew Lillard is? He's like the first. Well, he's one of the bad guys in Scream.
Right.
Matthew Lillard, really goofy guy. He is in the movie She's All That. It's from the 90s. It's a classic high school drama. I still love it. And if you watch it right now, they would never make this movie in 2025. Can't do it. He's from the real world on MTV. So like the it girl, the to-be prom queen leaves the to-be prom king, Freddie Prinze Jr., because she goes on spring break and she meets Matthew Lillard at a beach party that MTV is filming. And he's actually on the real world. And he's exactly what you would expect someone from the real world. He's like, oh man, God, it's totally, you know, like super dumb. And he looks at her and is like, you didn't think I was going to go film Real World 2 still dating you, did you? And she goes, and then she kind of looks at him to the side and he goes, oh, you did. That's so sweet. That's what I think of when I am looking at what the Democrats right now, they're having a moment in the sun. Let them have that moment in the sun. Chuck Schumer out there, we heard that in the Fox News report at the top of the hour. He called it a shellacking. I mean, it's really hard to say that it wasn't a shellacking. If the Republicans would have run the table in the way that the Democrats ran the table, name a Republican who won yesterday.
I don't think I can name any. Unless you're talking about some rando race that nobody's paying attention to.
I'm asking you to name one.
No, there aren't any.
That's a shellacking. But I mean, if you're gonna, it's like the first games of the NCAA basketball season. You've got Big Ten teams, ACC teams playing against these teams you've never heard of because that school's getting a boatload of cash to play them and bring people and put butts in the seats. And it's like, oh man, the ACC and the Big Ten ran the table yesterday in a shellacking. And you're like, yeah, that's the way the deck was set. Democrats were supposed to win these elections, and they did. I do think that there should be a concern about the degree with which they won, there were no close calls that I'm aware of. Even the Jay Jones one took a little bit longer to call, but it was 40,000 votes, 50,000 votes,
or
something.
I think it ended up being 3% or more, which is
it wasn't. You know, maybe he should have won by 8%. Maybe he should have won by 10%. And some people decided to pull away from it. I think that the big takeaway from yesterday's elections is that in blue states, Republican whatever, MAGA whatever, has not swept over these blue areas, not in political motivation. We play Harry Enten polls on this show from CNN where he's talking about, like, gosh, the people are really blaming the Democrats more than the Republicans for the government shutdown. The Republicans aren't being hurt by this. Donald Trump has actually gained a point in his overall approval rating or whatever it might be. It hasn't been. We have not been. What are we? 10 months, 9.5 months into this presidency, the second term. We're not this close into this presidency thinking that this has been a really, really terrible 9.5 months. On Monday, we were still feeling pretty good about the way President Trump was handling things. And the question was, when are the Democrats going to end the shutdown? And it turns out, as we saw from Eric Schmidt, among many other people, and I really think that they were right, that they were trying to make sure that the sentiment was a very negative political sentiment surrounding a government shutdown, because that was a political motivator in getting people off their butts out to vote in this Tuesday election. And the Republicans didn't have an answer for that. What would be motivating for Republicans right now? You've got exactly what you want in the White House, in Donald Trump. You won the big one. And for everything that we heard from Zohran Mamdani, like, what is the first thing? What's the first word people say when they talk about Zohran Mamdani?
Socialism.
No. What's the first word that they used to refer to Zohran Mamdani when they're talking about him as a candidate? Can you think of the word I'm thinking of?
Charismatic?
Yes.
There,
you were in a different path than I was leading you. But charismatic. He's super charming. You got Zohran Mamdani out there, and he is sweet. All those pictures they have of him, he's just beaming with happiness, with glee. He makes you want to be a part of whatever's making him happy. You know, we just talked about this just not long ago. We're talking about what's-her-face, Jen Welch or whatever, Squelch. She's got that podcast, and these people are just so aggressively angry. They're so angry. There's nothing about them that is compelling. There's nothing about them that draws you in to what they're saying, what their message is. There's nothing about them that makes you go, well, that looks pretty entertaining, or that looks pretty calming. I'd like some of that. Zohran Mamdani, he's got it. Charisma. He's got the riz, folks. He knows how to get people's attention. He knows how to make people see him and be curious about why he is the way he is. Well, here's the really interesting thing for folks to pay attention to. And I think that if you were worried about the first thing, and probably the thing I wish people would think about first with Mamdani, which is socialism, how do you enact that? Well, he's, you know, basically Zohran Mamdani, he is using in a campaign fists being shook at the man. It's for the people, and we are going to take the man down. But he doesn't say this part out loud. In order to take the man down, he has to become the man that then makes the decision. That's the problem with socialism. One of the problems with socialism. That it's the sell to the people who are going to be ruled under a socialistic style government. They're the little guy, and socialism is going to be there in a way that's going to finally make everybody have what they need. But in order to do that, you got to take away the power from, we hear today that the 1% in New York, whatever's left of them, they're going to get hit hard and quickly when Zohran Mamdani gets sworn in on January 1st. Why? Because there's a new man in town, and that man's name is Zohran Mamdani, and he's going to make the decisions. The government is going to show up. The government is going to regulate who gets what and when you've had enough and when you will say, thank you, sir. Thank you for what you've provided for me, because you're not going to be responsible for providing all these things for yourself. You're going to have to contribute. You better believe you're going to have to contribute. All this free stuff is pretty freaking expensive. Listen to Mr. Riz himself, Zohran Mamdani, last night. Charming, welcoming, warming, comfortable. Listen to how this very charming man takes the moment after he wins to speak to New Yorkers, the folks that he's about to govern. Listen how he talks.
The sun may have set over our city this evening, but as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns. These are not hands that have been allowed to hold power. And yet, over the last 12 months, you have dared to reach for something great.
So when you're listening to Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani here, here's something you need to understand. This is what I'm talking about. He's talking about the guys lifting boxes off of warehouse floors. You know, the workers of the city. The people who haven't had any power whatsoever. They're not going to have the power after Mamdani becomes the mayor. That power is not going to them. Wherever the power is leaving, wherever Mamdani is trying to tell these people the power has resided outside of your hands, outside of your grasp, it's been elsewhere, and probably the less definable, the better. That power does not shift to the people. It shifts to Mamdani. That's socialism. And when he's quoting Eugene Debs, a quick Wikipedia search will tell you he's an American socialist, political activist, trade unionist. It's a choice of words there, isn't it? They are no longer hiding that quiet part that Barack Obama ushered in 15, 16, 17 years ago. The quiet part was a socialism. It was a democratic way of doing politics that really had heart. It had feeling. It had eyes for the people who had been unseen. But the policies were always socialism. The goal was always to get to a place where socialism was enacted. It is now wide out there and in the open. And I hope that socialism miserably fails in New York City and that New York City quickly comes back, revives itself from this dabbling of an experiment that they are about to engage in. I hope that my generation, who's never really seen this put into play, Barack Obama might have dabbled a little bit, but my generation, and I'm in my 40s, we've never seen what this looks like. People talk about McCarthyism. People talk about the Soviet Union. I'm in my 40s. I don't have a recollection of seeing that with my own eyes. I know it existed in my lifetime. But people who are as old as me do not know what this looks like up front. We've heard about it. I think the intellectual ones have paid attention to it and are willing and capable of understanding that entering it back into our government system right now is incredibly dangerous. But apparently not enough to stop it from happening again. So here comes a grand experiment. Pay attention to what's going on in New York City. But remember, if you're not living there, protect the homeland. Protect the home front. Missouri, you have a responsibility right now. I saw someone on Twitter said, if you live in a red state, now's the time to make very public all the crappy reasons why people shouldn't move to your state and bring their voting habits with them. Illinois, I don't have anything to say about that, not at least right now. Guys, it's going to be okay, but I want to ask you this question. Who is favored in the 2026 midterm elections? Are you ready to make a prediction? Get on the Annie Fry Show Facebook or YouTube page, I should say, and vote in the poll. It's in the live chat portion. Democrats or Republican? Who do you think's got the favorite there? We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you. and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we talked a little bit about the election yesterday. Of course, you can't come in today and not acknowledge what Chuck Schumer is calling a shellacking for Republicans. Republicans lost in every blue state last night. Ah, darn. It's not exciting. There's no real, you know, spoke to hang your hat on after yesterday if you're a Republican. Other than, I do think that the Democrats might be underestimating a little bit. And I'm going to give them maybe generously a week to bask in the glow of finally not feeling like they were miserable losers in every way, shape, or form. Minority in the House, minority in the Senate. Obviously, Kamala Harris is unemployed. And the Supreme Court's a 6-3 conservative balance, constitutional balance. Not a lot of places for Democrats to feel like they've had victory. And yesterday, they secured the fact that New Jersey and New York and Virginia are still home court advantage. You like to see an upset. Everybody likes to see an upset. Republicans didn't get one yesterday. Bummer. But what does that mean going forward? A couple of things. Republicans have to figure out, as Donald Trump said today, how to win when Donald Trump's not on the ballot. That means they have to figure out how to get out the vote. But the second thing that, like I said, I don't hear any Democrats saying this right now, but I wouldn't say this if I were in their shoes either. But the Democrats, the soul splitting in the Democrat Party, that divide is getting bigger. And I heard Marie Harf on Outnumbered saying something like, there are moderate Democrats that won in Ohio. And I'm like, who? Who are they? You elected a socialist to be the mayor of New York City. If there was a moderate Democrat that won in Ohio, I don't think that you can win a socialist candidate in Ohio. Like, if you're going to win in Ohio, it's going to be a moderate Democrat. It's probably going to be mostly a moderate Republican, too.
They're not going to be openly socialist.
No, that's going to be the quiet part still for them.
It's exactly.
So if you've got Mom Donnie as now the highest profile today and probably for the rest of this week, the highest profile Democrat in the party, and they're openly a socialist. Chuck Schumer was asked yesterday, who'd you vote for? And he goes, I voted. And he was basically like, that's all you need to know. Because he can't say out loud, did you vote for Cuomo or did you vote for Mamdani? Of course he voted for Cuomo. obviously he would vote for Cuomo. If he was going to vote for Mamdani, Mamdani is the type of guy who has been leading this whole time. He won the primary, and when the New York primary happened and Mamdani won the Democrat nomination pretty handily, after he won that, New York, all the national news was like, well, he's going to be the mayor. And then today, after the day after the election, it's like, I can't believe he's the mayor. And I'm like, yes, you can. You've been saying this for this long, for months. You knew this was going to happen. Are you freaking out?
A little bit, yeah, because of the margins. The outcomes of these races is not a surprise at all. We said it yesterday. We didn't think any Republican was going to pick off any of these races.
You said yes. You said Cicciarelli was going to win. Said Jay Jones was going to lose.
No, I said that they were close, but I was going to go with Jay Jones. No, I absolutely did. I picked all Democrats, and I said no in the poll. But the margin of victory is what surprises me.
Not close elections.
These were big wins, and the Cicciarelli one. So, I mean, the biggest surprise, all the polling had him within about 3 points, and it ended up being more like 13 points. That's a major miss for the polls. And it shows Democrat enthusiasm. I will say this because I'm not just going to be negative about everything. I think that the party switch has fully happened now for the blue-collar, low-propensity voter, which means that in the old days, in our childhood and early adulthood, Republicans did really well in off-year elections because we had higher propensity voters. Because the average voter, the blue-collar guy, didn't show up in off years. That is completely switched now to where I do believe that Democrats are going to be the ones that do really well in these off-year elections.
Democrats always do well in these.
Oh, no. Republicans, yes, for the last few cycles they have. But for a long, long time, Republicans did great in off-year elections.
In blue states?
Well, no, I mean, in general.
This off-year election. Are you talking about like midterms?
Midterms
and off-year.
Because
this is different than this off-year. Like there's just a handful. The attention to, like that's the thing that people need to understand. The money and the attention. Like the fact that you've been exposed to so much Mamdani and Cicciarelli. Like when it's a midterm election, you're not going to be able to name the people who are running for governor in Utah. Like, most right. people are not going to be able to name that. But there's so few elections. There's such a concise geographical location where the Democrat Party can do what they do best, which is get out the vote. I mean, I don't know how far back you have to go to see where Republicans did well in an off-year election in Virginia.
No, I'm not talking specific to Virginia. I'm just talking about off-year elections and smaller elections in general. But the positive side of that change of the blue-collar worker is that now Republicans should do better in the big elections, in presidential elections and on-year elections. So there's a switch there that I think that we're seeing play out in real time, and it's not all bad for Republicans.
We should have a polling person on because I feel like the numbers that I know are not the same as the numbers you know. Where do you get those numbers?
Concerning what?
Like the history of. You're saying there's a flip that Democrats are now doing well in these elections.
Smaller elections, yeah. So and I'm talking not just these states. I'm talking about your April elections and your elections that are really off the grid. That's where you're going to see Democrats do better than they used to, and Republicans do worse.
I don't know. I don't know about the local elections. Turnout was big. Turnout was in New York City was, according to what Fox News reported earlier today, as big. The last time it was this big was in the 60s. So I think that matters. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to be back in just a minute. Who is favored in the 2026 midterm elections? Democrats or Republicans? You feel like you want to weigh in on this one. We'd love to hear what you think. How's it going to go for Republicans in the wake of what we found out yesterday? Is it even connected? I don't even know that it's connected. I think they're just such different animals. And I've got another reason why I can't predict at this point exactly who I think is going to be better, but I can tell you what is going to determine what is going to happen in that midterm election. And that answer isn't out there yet. We'll be right back.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I think it's going to be very difficult from a messaging standpoint. All of the energy is behind Zohran Mamdani. And what I remember something that George Will said, every 20 years or so, people need a controlled experiment in socialism to remind them of why they need adults in charge. And unfortunately, for the city that is not of my birth, but it's certainly the one that I adopted and that I love this place. I do hope for the best. I wish him the best. And hope that he can love it as much as we do.
But so Dana Perino there, quoting George Will, of course, saying that there's a 20-year cycle of people needing to revisit that experiment of socialism to understand why it's a bad idea, but also to understand why we need the adults in charge. I actually think that this is a really good moment. I don't know politically how consultants and whatever would think about this, but I don't care. I think the Republicans should say good luck. We're completely opposed to it. That's why we ran against it. We think it's going to be a failure. New York City voted for it. Good luck. I mean, one of two things is going to be happen. It will take place here. One of two things will take place. The first is you're going to be proven right. Republicans will be proven right. New York City will fall by the wayside the way Republicans predict. First and foremost, and we're going to talk with Dory Murdoch about this in about 30 minutes from now. First and foremost, the safety and security of a diminished NYPD is going to affect the way people feel, their safety and security that they feel while they're in the city. And then after that, you're going to tax all the rich. Well, they're going to just leave. They're going to go away. And when they go away, their tax dollars are going to go away. And then how are you going to pay for all the free programs that you're offering to the public? You have to find sources somewhere. The New York Post reported today that Jewish FDNY commissioner hands in resignation morning after anti-Israel Zohran Mamdani elected mayor. The fire commissioner, Robert Tucker, handed in his resignation first thing Wednesday, just one day after Mamdani was elected. Tucker, a Jewish philanthropist and businessman, will step down from the role he has held for just over 12 months. On December 19th, he will go back to running the private security firm, TNM, which he headed before joining Mayor Eric Adams' administration. News of Tucker's resignation came just as the FDNY boss was set to fly to Israel later today to meet with a fire commissioner in the Jewish state. I think that I know this, but the reason I know this is because I'm a big fan of the show Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
You ever watch it?
I'm very familiar with it because it ran on a station that I was at.
Have you ever watched an episode?
I've never sat down and watched it.
Oh, it's so good. So good. Tom Selleck?
Everybody loves it.
Yes. It's like every episode's a complete show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about family values and police work. And Bridget Moynihan, who's Tom Brady's first wife, she's a district attorney. So they kind of have all these different... There's a... Tom Selleck, of course, is the chief of police. And then he's got a detective son and a sergeant, whatever. And a lot of the politics of the NYPD commissioner exists between how he wants to keep the city safe and how the mayor envisions what that looks like. The optics of it all.
Okay.
So there's a lot of give and take. And in that show, it is made clear regularly that the commissioner, the police commissioner, serves at the pleasure of the mayor. So the mayor, like, I don't know, every 10 episodes, the mayor's threatening to demand the resignation, and or Tom Selleck is walking in with his resignation and the mayor's like, I'm not going to take it. You know, like, and there's a cycle of this that goes on and on. But, you know, there are a lot of people who I feel are going to look at the direction that the city is taking and go, this isn't for me. I'm out. Like, it's not about people being forced to do things they don't want to do, because you don't have to stay. You can just leave. Now, I'm somebody who lives in the state of Illinois, and I've talked many times to a lot of you. We went to the party at Lit to celebrate our 25th anniversary for the station. The governor of the state of Missouri has frequently on this show invited me to move across the river. Senator Eric Schmidt is very vocal about me moving across the river. I have got some high profile invitations to pick up, and I could move 25 minutes away and live in a red state. And I haven't done it yet. And there are going to be a lot of New Yorkers who say, heck no, I'm not moving. This is my city. I'm not giving it up. More power to those people. But it's going to be a bumpy ride. Here's a crazy question to consider. Is there any possibility that what Mom Donnie is about to offer works?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, there is. But the problem is, it'll be short-lived. There is a very good possibility that for a couple years, it actually goes okay.
How? How's that look?
Well, let's say he freezes rent. Not every single landlord is going to jump ship and sell their building in year one or two. It's not going to happen. So they're going to eat that cost for a little while. It's the way socialism in general works, is that for a little while, it can work because you borrow from the future to pay for the present. So what very well could happen is he starts enacting, and I'm talking economically, because a lot of the police stuff, you'll see that immediately. That's the problem.
But you won't see it if it's not reported.
But it's New York City, though.
Yeah, but they'll cover for it.
That's what I'm happy about.
Fox News is already covering all the terrible thing that's going to happen. So when it happens, it's not going to sound much different than what they've been warning you about since Mom Donnie won the campaign to get the nomination. I don't think MSNBC is going to... It'll be MS Now. I think that's happening this week.
MS Now is happening now?
Now.
Now? Wow.
I think they're not going... They're not going to highlight the failures of socialism in New York City. CNN isn't going to do it either. You might get a little on CNN because good old Scott Jennings. But if... Just to your point, it's going to be hard to cover that stuff up. But they'll do their very, very best.
The only reason why I think that his policy, and I'm speaking strictly economically here, the only reason I could see them falling quicker than a typical socialist society would is because it's just New York City. Now, New York City is a huge city, but it is still a city. It's not a state. It's not a country. So that stuff happens faster because there's less to absorb it. So can it succeed? In the same way as socialism does, very short term.
the thing that frightens me about the left getting lefter, progressive to the point where progressive is the moderate side, and now we're really just electing socialists in areas in our country. The thing about that that truly actually worries me a little bit in my, I can get into a deep rabbit hole in my brain and kind of, you know, like game plan this out. How's this going to go? War game or whatever. Is this is going to make blue states bluer, red states redder. And I worry that at some point they're not going to be compatible. So how does that work? And I don't understand. I mean, okay, I was going to say, what would have to happen in order to bring a country back together where they feel like they actually have a united purpose in existing together? And it's like, oh, you know, like the other time where we had the red states and the blue states and there was a Mason-Dixon line. I was compelled to say a bad word there. Like, that's not good. That's not the direction that I want this to head in. The other thing when it comes to socialism that does make me think that every other time socialism has been dabbled in is different than this time is the progressive, not progressive as in liberal, but the evolving nature of artificial intelligence. The amount of people who are going to not have manual labor jobs because they're going to be automated. We are going to have to adapt in a certain kind of way. And I do believe wholeheartedly that there are people drooling over the possibility of using socialism as a way to compensate for that, literally compensate for it. Those are some scary things to think about on this break that we're going to be on. But when we come back, Wiggins America, things people pretend to care about at work, but absolutely do not. Socialism, communism.
I can't say that there was a theme.
Office temperatures.
That's part of what we're actively dealing with.
Yeah. Not because anyone's making a choice, at least not that we're aware of.
Somebody's sabotaging us.
I wore shorts to work today, folks. That's not something that I traditionally ever do. Let's get to Wiggins America next. Don't go away.
St. Louis Conservative.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, these are things people pretend to care about at work, but absolutely do not.
Before you go on, are there things that you pretend to care about here at work, Ryan, that you actually don't care about?
No, definitely not.
Man, you can't say no question mark. That's a yes. I don't.
Maybe it's all these things.
And at this point, especially having worked here for 2009... What is that, 16 years? And been in the radio industry for almost 20? I don't pretend to care about anything. I tell people, I don't care about this, just tell me what you need from me, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, you do that.
I want to be honest with people, be like, I understand that I probably have a role that needs to contribute in here, and I will happily do that to be a good employee, but I do not care about this. Brad, do you pretend to care about things you don't care about?
No, I care about everything that I say that I care about. And I think it's just too much.
That's super genuine of both of you, because I do pretend to care about certain things.
So Brad actually cares about everything. Is that what you said? You care about everything.
Yeah.
That he's open about. You probably are also honest when you don't care about something.
No, you never not care.
That's more it there.
He doesn't. He never does.
So you just care about everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't care.
And you
about,
care about anything.
And you. It depends on the issue. You're faking it half the time.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's the way I like it. Except I am going to tell you about this one, and I'll tell you that the first one on this list is definitely on my list of pretend to care about.
Faux care.
Yeah. Team building activities.
Oh, I hate them. And everybody here who's ever made me even close to participate knows. When I walk in the room, they're like, how's she going to handle this?
You know why I pretend to care about them, though? Because usually they're not from the top down. There's somebody within our organization.
Is collateral damage having to do this?
Who's just putting their best into it. And I'm like,
are you talking about Trisha?
Darn it for you. That
you're
sucks.
Talking about Trisha.
No, not just Trisha. But I'm sure Trisha gets wrapped up in these things too. But they do their best.
Trisha's really big into icebreakers. It's just guys like guys.
Explain.
Let's tell two truths and a lie. It's about time we've done that, right? Let's just get to know each other. No, she's not like that.
I was kind of like, what?
No.
What are you talking about?
If Trisha were here, she'd be like, you're the worst.
So team building activities is on the list. Companies want to encourage teamwork. I get that. It's just that everybody knows what you're doing.
Do you know what I would like to spend that time doing? Instead of team building? Working. Doing something that was going to contribute to the bottom line. Or if I've completed that and there's no work for me left to do, I want to go be with my family.
You know what I would like to do with that time?
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
Water slides. So maybe, Odyssey, if you're listening,
oh gosh,
take your resources from team building, put it into a water slide.
Yeah,
it
doesn't everybody have to can be, show up in their swimwear.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an official one. It can be a slip and slide. Number two.
You know it would be a slip and slide. It'd be a garage or a garbage bag slip and slide with some water from the...
Taped down in the hallway.
And a bunch of Dawn soap. Man, you can fly on some Dawn soap.
You've been wondering why it's hot in here, folks. We've got an answer and a solution. Let's get in our swimsuits.
Wait, why is the second floor flooded? Because Odyssey's on the third. Company-wide emails. Mass emails.
Yeah. People pretend to care, but they don't.
People pretend to care in mass emails.
I do not appreciate the reply all. Don't reply all. Keep it to yourself.
You know what I've gotten to, though? Because there's a shift culturally where most people will now not reply all. There's still usually a couple. But even on group texts, people will just not reply. And then I feel bad if somebody sends a group text that nobody says anything to acknowledge that it even exists.
Just reply not in the group text.
I know, but
I feel
bad. It
is the greatest snarky, sarcastic restraint that I will ever muster to not reply all after 13 people have replied all to an email, to not say something in a reply all that doesn't need to be said.
Oh, after there's 10 emails, that's when it gets fun.
It breeds.
Uh-huh.
It gets worse. Yeah. Because you can tell, everybody in the office knows, uh-huh, the people who are replying all, the like fifth person to reply all is doing it because they're angry. You know what I'm saying?
Or having fun. That's what I would do.
They're having fun to cull the anger.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to say this one time. Every single person who's a part of an organization has had this happen. I love when somebody accidentally sends out a company email and it was meant for one person. That is
a real treat.
A great day. Man. Everybody loves it. Everybody's walking around, slapping each other on the back, joking about that one email. Things are good for
What's
one
next?
Day. The open door policy. Most people have likely been told that their job is like a family. And because of that, if there's anything they need, the door is always open. But if people are honest, the open door policy is another thing people pretend to do, but they're not really doing. You can't really just go talk to anybody about anything at any time.
You shouldn't. It's your job.
I agree.
It should just be about work.
That's on the list.
I feel like Trisha and Steve both, those are our main bosses. I feel like I could go talk to them anytime about, like if I had a personal issue that was affecting my ability to do my job, it's happened here and there. They are 100% going to accommodate that. But I think it's because I don't abuse it. If I were in there going like, oh man, my dog pooped on the floor this morning and it just ruined my day and I don't know what to do about it and my TV's not working and it's just, I'm having a rough day. They'd be like, can you do your job? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Okay, message received. I understand what you're saying. The subtext is, stop talking to Trisha about your eczema, Ryan. So I will.
Oh, she told me it was a different kind of rash.
See, that's the game of telephone, and that's what I hate. There are a whole bunch more of these if you want to revisit it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it a little bit later in the show. When we come back, we're going to talk to Joy Murdock. Of course, resident of New York City. How's he doing? I messaged Brad last night. I go, is Joy confirmed from tomorrow? He's going to be in a mood. We're going to have it here next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
Now that we're getting older, we've been putting more thought into maintaining our health.
We knew the water we drink every day could be filled with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.